EIR Daily News, Wednesday, December 3, 2025. The lead. NATO in shock over peace negotiations in Moscow. Time to abolish the alliance for good. By Stuart Battle, EIRNS, December 2, 2025. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff held a 5-hour meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on December 2 over the U.S. proposals to end the war in Ukraine. Early reports are that both sides expressed optimism in reaching an agreement, though it's too early to say what that would entail. Plus, according to Kremlin aide Ushakov, both sides agreed to not disclose the details of the negotiations. Even this modest step, however, was enough to send shockwaves throughout the transatlantic world and foreshadows the opening of an entirely new system among nation-states worldwide. Zooming out, one sees the following. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will not be attending the December 3rd meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Brussels, a rare absence that has rattled the NATO alliance as a whole. Instead, the Trump administration is sending Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau, a lower-level official, who himself wrote on X earlier this year that NATO is a solution in search of a problem. Across Europe, governments have been desperately trying to insert themselves into the negotiation process between the U.S. and Russia in a bid that seems to be failing as Witkoff and Putin sat across from each other in Moscow. And the day before, Germany's Army Chief Christian Freuding revealed to The Atlantic that communication with his counterparts in Washington had been cut off, really cut off, further underscoring how European nations are being left out in the cold. The writing is on the wall for all who have eyes to see. Ukraine has effectively lost the war, and the war factions within NATO are hell-bent on continuing it. Top NATO officials, such as Admiral Giuseppe Cavo Dragone, have even suggested preemptive strikes on Russia. In the Pacific, NATO is expanding to target China as well, as indicated by the December 1st discussion between the alliance's Secretary General and the new Prime Minister of Japan on increasing Japan-NATO cooperation. In discussion with associates on December 1st, Helga Zeplerush raised the prospect that any country interested in its survival should immediately leave NATO. Under today's circumstances, this institution represents an enormous threat potential that could very quickly drag the entire world into destruction, she said. Crippling this institution and breaking out of the geopolitical blinders that it has come to represent would be an important step to pull the world back from the brink of World War III. And it could also be an initial step toward a much-needed new global security architecture. Another enormous threat potential is the insane faction associated with Marco Rubio, which intends to launch a regime change war against Venezuela. Reports indicate that military action could be imminent, with Trump now threatening that strikes in a Venezuelan territory would start very soon. Warnings are coming in from around the world, as well as from within the U.S., that any military action against Venezuela could easily spiral out of control and embroil the U.S. into a disastrous war. Such a move would also be a major setback toward reaching a peace deal with Russia. The world stands at the threshold of a major shift. However, any successful policy for the world must look further than merely an end to war. It must look to the creation of a new era that declares the past 500 years of colonialism finally over. As Helga Zeplerush and the Schiller Institute have insisted, the nations of the West must cooperate with the nations of the Global South and the East to create a new security and development architecture, one that seizes the principle of mutual benefit through the mutual advancement for all. As with the wholly outsized freakout around the name of Lyndon LaRouche, the economist who most thoroughly elaborated the concepts of a new, just economic architecture, the freakout around the end of NATO's manufactured conflict with Russia is about much more than meets the eye and implies changes of unprecedented historical significance. Therefore, don't be an underling. Be a force for history. Source, https://eir.news/2025/12/daily-brief/eir-daily-news-wednesday-december-3-2025, parsed by tdsreader.com text-to-speech.